Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back, Rudrance, for Black and White Sports 2. Well, we're going to talk about the sports ratings. This has been a weekly XFL ratings video, but I'm like, you know, as long as we're here, we might as well talk about all the sports ratings, like everything. The fact that the NC2A tournament is completely destroyed every other sporting event. It has certainly knocked a massive hole into the XFL, and it is beating the dog shit out of the NBA. I mean, the NBA is being embarrassed right now by college basketball. It's amazing to see exactly how far the National Basketball Association has fallen. We know in large part a lot of that is due to political narratives. Black Lives Matter on the court. Yeah, that doesn't sit well with a lot of people. It doesn't. Social justice causes, banging those drums. We know all the things. LeBron James and his attitude. Those kind of things matter. And since about 2018, the NBA ratings have dropped by what? Over 50%? 60%? It wasn't that long ago the NBA was getting 20 million viewers on a final. Now the best game of a series gets, what, 8 million? I mean, that is crazy. That's like historic level off a cliff kind of drop-offs. And I've said it before, I'll say it again. Without a doubt, LeBron is not leaving the National Basketball Association in the same place that Kobe and MJ handed him the league from. Adam Silver, too. What he's done after David Stern has been shameful. Let's look at the XFL. We'll kind of talk about that, and then we'll jump into the rest of the sports ratings. The XFL hits new lows opposite tournament, and this is absolutely the worst week. I don't know if the XFL can do anything. I don't know if they actually foresaw this. Maybe behind the scenes, they knew this was going to happen. We don't know. Okay, personally speaking, I think the ratings aren't so terrible when you consider exactly what the NC2A has done to pretty much everything. Also, you're starting a spring football league. The World Baseball Classic, folks, got real ratings. Okay? Better ratings than a lot of the game of the weeks for Major League Baseball, okay? That's been a thing that isn't been talked about a lot. The World Baseball Classic is very important to these players. It is unbelievable. They are all in. These players are all in on that WBC. The XFL had its least watched week yet opposite the NC2A tournament. We got to remember, in week 5 of 2020, they did not have the tournament. Just something to throw out there. Week 5 of the XFL averaged just 264,000 viewers. That was across ESPN, ESPN2, and FX. Down 48% from the previous week, 506,000. And easily the least watched week of the season. Individually, the four games in week 5 rank as the four least watched games in XFL history, including the previous iteration 3 years ago. Orlando Vegas on Saturday night ranks as the least watched of the games at a 0.15 rating and 234,000 viewers on FX. Sunday's Arlington San Antonio game ranks second, a 0.16 at 246,000 on the deuce. And last Thursday's Houston-Seattle game ranked third at a .17 and 256,000. All three of those games, and I don't know what's going on with the XFL scheduling, but they need to decide. We're going to be at 3 o'clock and at 6 o'clock, or we're going to be at noon and at 3 o'clock. But make a decision and put the games there every week, come hell or high water. Quit moving these times around. All three games began after 9 p.m. Eastern, and two began after 10 p.m. The week's earliest game, D.C. St. Louis, on FX Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern, was the most watched of the five at a .19 and 320,000 viewers. So that tells you right there, start times is also influencing this a lot, a whole lot. People are not going to make this a priority.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At 8 p.m. Central on a Sunday with school the next day, they're not staying up for that. Hell, I go to bed, I'm asleep most nights by 8:30. I didn't watch hardly any XFL, and I had consumed pretty much every game this season till this past weekend, and I watched one half of the XFL, and it was because of start times. I'm just putting it out there. This is PFT. The league opened the season with an average viewership of 1.3 million. This weekend, the numbers should increase. ABC has a game that won't compete with the basketball tournament starting at noon Central or 1 p.m. Eastern. So it's going to be interesting to see. That's going to be a bit of a test right there. What are the ratings when this thing is on free, over-the-air, network, antenna television, and there's no basketball, okay? Opposite that. So that's a big deal. Let's get to the rest of the ratings. Michigan State versus Marquette drew a massive rating on the tournament. That was a Sunday 5:15, I assume Eastern, 10.911 million viewers. Arkansas, Kansas, 9.504 million viewers. My God. Kentucky, Kansas State, 9.4 million viewers with huge 18-49 numbers. I mean, these 18-49 numbers are massive. And guys, you want to talk about sucking all the air out of the room. I mean, we've got, where did I see that? An ABC free over-the-air women's basketball game in the NC2A drew 1.45 million viewers, Georgia versus Iowa. Guys, there are 20 games here that got 2-plus million viewers on the tournament. I mean, and it's just even women's basketball is drawing, hell, there's a lot of women's basketball games on here that got over 400,000 viewers. We got NASCAR Cup Series, good rating, 3.4 million on that. I mean, Xfinity Series had over 1 million viewers. Formula One Grand Prix continues to grow, 1.523 million. And here's the World Baseball Classic. Quarterfinal, United States at Venezuela had 2.260 million viewers and did a huge 873,000 in 18-49. Cuba versus U.S., 1.949 million with almost 800,000. And, I mean, that World Baseball Classic had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games over 700,000 viewers. That thing is here to stay. It's really popular. Golf, this was the Valspar Championship. 2.594 million on Sunday, 1.568 on Saturday. WWE SmackDown, 2.258 million. I don't know why AEW is not listed here. NBA, Phoenix and Golden State, 1.882 million. Golden State and the LA Clippers, 1.729 million. And then if Golden State is not involved, and by the way, these are ESPN, 1.222 million Philadelphia and Cleveland. I mean, soccer is growing and getting over a million viewers. ABC, NHL Primetime, 901,000. That's Pittsburgh Penguins at New York. And I've got to tell you, Saturday, 8 p.m. ABC, I think the XFL would have drawn with a 7 o'clock start time. If they'd have put that on ABC, I think the XFL could have beat 900,000. I think there's a chance. And there, of course, is the XFL down here at the bottom. You had two NHL games that both had over 500,000, including that primetime big one. And then there was a primetime ESPN that drew pretty good. TNT, 348,000. And another NHL, also TNT, 318,000. So it is a tough road right now for the XFL. NBA should be largely embarrassed. They're not even close. Like I said, they didn't have a game, a regular season game with Golden State draw 2 million, and there had to be 20 NC2A games that got over 2 million viewers. And by the way, there was a whole lot of 1.8s in there and the like, right? March Madness is fantastic. I got to admit, I haven't been watching it. I used to be so locked into it, probably from the time I was like maybe 12 or 13 years old till I was about 35 years old. When I worked corporate, I actually took that Thursday and Friday of opening March Madness. I took those 2 days off to sit at home and watch March Madness. I loved it. I am just too busy now. I don't get to consume any in-season college basketball, and I have not watched any of the tournament. I hate to admit it, but I haven't. It just is what it is. Plus, I work about 12 hours a day doing this. So it is what it is. Tell me what you think, Black and White Sports 2 supporters. We're going to do the ratings, I think, every week. The overall sports ratings. XFL, USFL included, and eventually NFL when it comes back. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.